One second. For those who haven't seen me before, I know he mentioned my name. My name is Josh. It's a blessing, an honor to be here to preach the word of God. So let's get started. All right. So today I'm going to be talking about freedom, but I'm going to be speaking from a biblical perspective of what freedom is. So today we live in a world that cherishes freedom. We celebrate these freedoms. We enjoy it in our societies. We have parades. We have specific days, months dedicated to such freedoms like the 4th of July. We honor the men and women who gave their lives for the freedoms of the country, or for our country, that we are so blessed to have such freedoms, you know. But what does true freedom mean? Is it merely the absence of constraints, or is it deeper, you know, more profound meaning? Is there a more profound meaning to freedom? I'll explain, you know, worldly freedom. In the world, freedom is often equated with the ability to do whatever we please without restraint. It's about pursuing our desires and pleasures without considering the consequences. Now, this is the worldly perspective. So, however, this form of freedom can be deceptive. The Apostle Paul warns us in Galatians 5:13, "For you were called to freedom, brothers." Now, he's speaking to believers, of course. But listen to what he's saying. "Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, meaning our natural sinful desires, but through love serve one another." True freedom is not found in indulging our selfish desires, but in serving others in love. So second would be, my point would be, the biblical freedom, right? Biblical freedom, on the other hand, is grounded in the truth of God's word. Jesus declared in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." True freedom is found in knowing and following the truth of God's word. It is about being liberated from the bondage of sin and living in obedience to God's will. The Bible says, often people who are full of pride have a negative feeling about serving. They think of it as such a demeaning act. They think of any form of humbling yourself before others is a weakness, when in fact it is a strength. Because it takes strength to humble yourself, to love and care for others more than yourself, given our natural desire to do the opposite. Paul makes an example in Philippians about not abusing your freedom, using Christ as the ultimate example. Let me tell you, if anyone had the right to do as he pleased on earth, considering he is God, is Christ Jesus. That man is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He could have done anything he wanted. He could have been had everyone bow down before him. He could have been dressed in gold. He could have just called people left and right to do whatever he wanted. That he's God. But how did he use that freedom that he had? He is the ultimate example, right? So he obeyed God. He followed God. He submitted to God. He humbled himself. He was born in a manger. Instead of some fancy, you know, castle, somewhere, you know, you get the idea, right? You know, he didn't like come with chariots and horses and stuff like that. So the difference between the worldly freedom and the biblical freedom, the key difference is it lies in the outcome. Worldly freedom often leads to bondage. A slavery to our own desires and impulses. In contrast, biblical freedom leads to true liberation. A freedom to live according to God's purpose and plans for our lives. Romans 6:22 tells us, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life." So you notice how it almost sounds contradictory, right? Because it's saying we're free. Once we have Christ, we're free. Free from sin, right? Does that mean we have no sin? We don't sin at all? No. But because we are under Christ, we are free from the consequences. I wouldn't say the consequences, but the eternal consequences of sin, which is also eternal life, but in hell. So we become slaves to God. That sounds contradictory. It's like, okay, we become free, but then we also become slaves to God. Again, don't confuse that word for something as negative, because in order to, you can either be a slave to sin, which leads to eternal damnation, or you can be a slave to God and follow Him and have eternal life in heaven, which we don't deserve, unfortunately, because we broke His law. We're sinners. He actually owes us nothing, you know. So, and there's my fourth point is, you know, we have responsibility in this freedom. With freedom comes responsibility. As Christians, we are called to use our freedom wisely, not as a license to sin, but as an opportunity to glorify God in all that we do. As the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10:23, "All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. Not all things build up." So, is it unlawful to drink? No. But what happens when you drink too much? You're no longer sober. You're no longer aware. You start to do things that you probably wouldn't do when you're, you know, sober. So that's just a small example. You know. So our freedom should be used to build up others and advance the kingdom of God. So in conclusion, true freedom is found in Christ. It is not the absence of constraints, but the presence of purpose. As we live according to God's word, we experience a freedom that transcends the limitations of this world. God reminds us that if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Son being Christ Jesus. So John 8:36, I'll even add, that's John 8:36, and I'll add a great follow-up verse, Galatians 5:1. "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So let us therefore embrace the freedom that Christ offers us and live our lives in obedience to His will, knowing that true freedom is found in Him alone." Let's pray.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for the breath that we breathe this very moment to wake up today. The freedoms that we have, that we are so blessed to have. We know, Lord, that you are mighty, graceful, merciful, and you owe us nothing, yet you give us so much, Lord. And I pray that we walk in these freedoms to do the things that you have called us to do, Lord. And not to indulge in our selfish desires, Lord. I pray that you guide us in all that we do. And I pray that, if anything, show us the way. Lead us to eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.